Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Porn Addict's Wife, Surviving Betrayal and Taking Back Your Life by Sandy Brown, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you will hear references to visual materials present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Introduction: Trapped in Pain. Shocked. That's an understatement when it comes to discovering your husband is a porn addict. In fact, many women have no clue that porn addiction is even a thing. You may have felt there was something different about your husband, but couldn't quite put your finger on it. Maybe you were suspicious he was having an affair, so you started searching his devices for evidence. Or you just happened to check your computer's browser history and discovered endless links to internet porn. Either way, you're probably angry, hurt, reeling, and wondering if your marriage is over. I get it. I've been there. The discovery of your husband's porn addiction can make you feel uniquely alone. It is important for you to know that yours is not an isolated case. Your husband is not the only man playing with fire because of porn addiction. Many women are feeling just as you are right now. Like you, they feel betrayed. Their hearts are breaking, and they feel their lives have been shattered into a million pieces. Their marriage feels like a lie, and they are mad as hell. Worst of all, they feel trapped in pain with no way out. You have come to the right place. Here, you will find a way out of your pain. You will see that you can survive, and that you can take back your life. Porn addiction is a huge and growing problem in societies around the world, and no marriage is immune from its destruction. It doesn't matter if you have been married 30 years or 6 months. Porn addiction impacts couples who have great marriages and those who are barely getting along. It turns up in surprising places. Ministers and pastors are no different than your husband. And many of them, too, are at risk for ruining their marriages because of their own porn addictions. Even storybook marriages are affected. My client, who gave me permission to share her story with you, had one of those storybook marriages. To protect her privacy, I'll call her Sue. From the outside looking in, her life looked perfect. Sue is supermodel gorgeous. Her husband, who I'll call Tom, is better looking than George Clooney. Their kids are beautiful, athletic, and intelligent. Women wanted to look like Sue, and they wished they had a husband like Tom. Tom was a prominent business leader and a pillar of the community. They had the perfect home, drove luxury cars, took dream vacations, and went to church every Sunday. Sue was a devoted wife. You know the saying, behind every great man is an even greater woman? Sue was that woman. Any man would have been lucky to have her for a wife. Sue thought she had a great marriage, until things started to change. They were just small things at first. But taken all together, they added up to Sue's sense that something was not right. Tom grew distant from both Sue and the kids. For the most part, he lost interest in having sex with her. On the rare occasions when they did have sex, he experienced erectile dysfunction. Sue could see that Tom was very stressed because his business was in trouble, so she attributed all their relationship issues to his anxiety. Then, Tom's behavior changed so much that Sue barely recognized him. Tom became even more distant. He and Sue grew further apart, and suddenly, his business was on the brink of bankruptcy. This is when Tom's world fell apart and his porn addiction was exposed. Sue was shocked and devastated. She didn't even know there was such a thing as porn addiction. Tom ended up ruining his reputation, his business, and his family because of porn. Sue's story demonstrates that this happens even to beautiful people with beautiful lives. I have worked with wives who were married to their childhood sweethearts and, after 30 or more years together, were stunned to find their husband had become a porn addict. A few of these husbands had been hiding their addiction so long that it escalated to full-blown sex addiction. For these men, their addiction was no longer satisfied by internet porn alone. So they took the leap to using prostitutes or other sex partners who could easily be found online. Some of my clients knew their husbands were using porn and didn't think much about it. They thought, I'm so tired from chasing after the kids all day, at least he isn't bothering me. Or they thought, porn is a stress reliever for him, it's harmless. After letting their husband's porn use slide for a time, they suddenly woke up to realize their husband was completely disconnected from their relationship. Some wives are left thinking, what happened to the man I married? Many women have been in your shoes. While the circumstances may be different, the sense of betrayal and devastation is the same. One thing most wives have in common is the way they react to discovering their husband's porn addiction. Your husband might be trying to make you think you are overreacting, but you are perfectly normal in feeling the way you feel. The reason I wrote this book is because my husband betrayed me. My husband had his own secret addiction that nearly ended our marriage. Nothing could have prepared me for this kind of pain, even though I had ended my first marriage because of a different kind of addiction, and I was raised in an alcoholic home. But the pain from those experiences did not compare to the emotional pain I felt as a result of my husband's porn addiction. Wives are affected by their husband's porn addiction on a very personal level. Porn addiction seems dirty, and many wives are disgusted by it. For some reason, his addiction makes us feel ashamed. It is not uncommon for a wife to think that her husband turned to porn because there's something wrong with her, or because she's not pretty enough, skinny enough, sexy enough. The most common question I get asked is, why was I not enough for him? If you are thinking thoughts like these, stop it. You did not cause it. You did not create it. You cannot cure it. You need to know in your heart that your husband's porn addiction has nothing to do with you. It doesn't matter what you look like, how you have treated him, how often you had sex with him, or whether you could bend yourself into a pretzel during sex. You are not the reason your husband uses porn. Nothing about you has anything to do with his problem. This may be very difficult to accept right now, but it is the truth. Porn is a drug. Your husband is a drug addict. As with any drug, porn rewires the brain in response to the flood of natural feel-good chemicals that are released. The brain doesn't differentiate between porn, cocaine, crack, heroin, or alcohol. With habitual use of any drug, the brain will learn to crave that drug. That neurological craving is very intense, and is what brings the addict back to the drug. You will learn more about this in Chapter 2. For now, I only want to touch on the neurological changes going on in your husband's brain to help you understand that there is more going on with him than meets the eye. Once upon a time, your husband had a healthy brain with two perfectly functioning systems that worked together to ensure his survival needs were met without jeopardizing his safety. These systems are referred to as the go system and the stop system. They are designed, respectively, to sense a need and then weigh the consequences for fulfilling that need. In the porn addict's brain, the systems are broken. The go system is in hyperdrive and has been rerouted, even rewired, to bypass the stop system, making it very difficult for the user to say no. Your husband's brain has been tricked to think it needs porn, and that craving convinces your husband that he has to have it and can't live without it. This is your husband's brain talking, not his heart, and his brain has been hijacked. Without treatment, your husband cannot control the craving because his brain controls him. This is not to make excuses for your husband's behavior, but I think it is necessary for you to understand the science of addiction because it will help you to separate yourself from his problem. With this information, it is my hope that you will begin to shift your thoughts from what's wrong with me to understanding what is driving his behavior. You have probably confronted your husband by now. Maybe you've dropped his phone in the toilet, ran over his laptop with your car, or maybe even smashed his desktop with a baseball bat. Your husband may have reacted with the typical porn addict's response, "What's the big deal?" He doesn't know what to do, so he denies he has a problem. His secret addiction has been exposed, and he does not know what the hell he is going to say. He may have even gone silent. His reaction does not necessarily mean that he doesn't care. I have no doubt he can see your pain. If he has the slightest bit of conscience left, he is in his own kind of hell. But don't expect him to have a sudden revelation. Porn addicts don't usually get it until they start a recovery program where they will be with men who have been through it. They will tell him how it really is, and they won't put up with any lame excuses. All of this is great information, but I have a feeling your burning question is, what do I do now? Quite simply, you take charge. This may take every bit of energy you have and may seem like more than you can handle, but I encourage you to step up and take control of the situation. It is time for you to figure out what you need in order to feel whole again. It is up to you to tell your husband what you need him to do in order to correct the pain he has caused. He does not get to call all the shots. This is your life, and you get to decide how you will proceed. You may want to pack your bags and run as far away as you can get. I understand. If there is any threat of physical violence or any threat to your safety, I want you to call for help or get out right now. Your emotional health and safety are your number one priority. If this situation has exacerbated any pre-existing health condition, seek help from your doctor or mental health professional. If your circumstances are relatively stable and safe, I encourage you to take time before you make any life-changing decisions. Wait until you get your feet firmly on the ground. You don't have to have all the answers right now. Give yourself time and stick with this process to find your next steps. Now is the time to start your journey from discovery to recovery. Your quickest way out of hell is to pick yourself up and start moving forward. Each chapter, you will be a step in the direction of your healing. Part of your recovery is to understand your husband's addiction. This knowledge will give you the authority to fearlessly take control of this situation and to tell your husband what he needs to do if he wants to be in your life. Then you will learn how to start taking care of yourself. Everything in this book is for your benefit and for your healing. I am not a sex addiction therapist. I am not a counselor. I am a certified life coach who has been where you are right now. I have walked through the fire and made it to the other side. I don't just talk about it. I lived it. Recovery isn't easy. By way of my own hard work and dedication to recovery, I have carved a path for you. I have guided other women along this path to discovering that they were survivors, and that they had the power to take their life back. Walk with me now, and I will guide you in finding your way through recovery. Chapter 1. Discovering Your Husband's Porn Addiction. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever think my husband Ted would be a porn addict. I had absolutely no idea he ever used internet porn. I was clueless about the fact that internet porn was so accessible, and I had no idea that it was possible to become addicted to it. My idea of porn use was watching a DVD with your partner in order to spice things up a bit, and we had absolutely no need for that. Why the hell would my husband be using porn? From the time we first started dating, my husband and I had a great relationship. We knew each other as kids and were reintroduced as adults by a mutual friend. We both had recently gone through toxic divorces and had divorced for similar reasons. I had 3 sons, he had 2. We had a lot in common, and most importantly for me, he seemed to be the opposite of my ex-husband. We were both interested in personal development, and I'm going to be honest, there is something incredibly attractive about a guy who is willing to improve himself. There were many synchronicities between our lives. Being a woo-woo kind of girl, I believed the universe was bringing me a match made in heaven. For the first time, I felt emotionally supported by a man. Ted wasn't the jealous type, and he didn't try to control me as my ex-husband had. He accepted me unconditionally and loved me with all my quirks. Ted had integrity, and for me, that was really important. We took our time and dated a few years before we decided to take the big step of blending our families. In 2007, we married with our 5 sons in attendance. Blending a family is not for the faint-hearted. There are all kinds of problems to work through. But even considering all our challenges, we had a strong marriage. Most importantly, I knew I could depend on him to be there for me no matter what. I had never truly felt this with any other man, and for me, this made all the difference in the world. I never had to worry about betrayal with Ted. He was true blue. Our marriage wasn't perfect by any means. We had our share of fights. There were times when we could go for days without talking to each other. But more often than not, Ted would extend the olive branch and we would work through whatever issue caused the fight in the first place. We spent most of our free time together and were rarely apart. I wonder, where did he find time to use porn? One of Ted's most endearing traits was that no matter the circumstances, if I was in need, he would drop whatever he was doing to help me. When I called, he answered. When I texted him, he replied. He was always there for me. Then, slowly, he started to change. They say hindsight is 20/20. Looking back, I can clearly see the red flags. But at the time, I had no idea he even looked at porn. The changes were subtle. He was becoming more distant, was less involved with the family, and was more argumentative. The biggest change was that he was less interested in sex with me. He didn't seem like the same man I married. As time went by, these issues became more pronounced, and there was no way to overlook them. I would wonder if I was crazy or imagining things. Something just wasn't right, and a voice deep inside was telling me so. But you know how it is when we ignore that inner voice. We tend to justify our fears away. This is normal. Everything will be okay. Don't make something out of nothing. Eventually, the change in Ted became impossible to ignore. I was out of town visiting one of our best friends, Jennifer. Ted would have usually come with me, but he chose to stay home because he said he had to work. It was a beautiful summer day, and Jennifer and I were enjoying our first beach day of the season. Then, in one misstep, we were in a crisis situation that led to Jennifer going to the hospital via an ambulance. I'll spare you the details. Suffice it to say that this turned out to be a traumatic and stressful day for both Jennifer and me. We were in the emergency room for hours, and the entire time I was trying to reach my husband. I needed him by my side, and I knew that as soon as I called him, he would drop everything to come. But it didn't happen that way. I must have called him about 30 times during those 6 hours in the ER. He did not answer one call. This had never happened in the 9 years we had been together. This was the man who always answered my calls. I was getting a little worried about him and was wondering what the hell was going on. The crisis was over before he finally returned my call. When I asked him what was going on, he had some lame excuse that didn't really make sense. I asked him, even begged and pleaded with him, make the 2-hour drive to join me, but he wouldn't. This was my husband who had never let me down. WTF, who was this guy? This is when I became seriously suspicious. For the first time in our 9 years together, I did not trust my husband. I was sure he was having an affair. Nothing else could explain his behavior. When I got back home, I even asked him point blank if he was having an affair. He denied it and looked at me like I was crazy. His response? I would never do that to you. I'm not that kind of guy. But his assertions didn't satisfy me. My guard was up, and my eyes were open. Over the next couple of months, I set out to find the evidence that would prove he was having an affair. I searched his emails, his text messages, and phone logs. I compared our phone bills to his phone's logs to see if he was deleting anything. There was no evidence to be found, and yet I still had the strong feeling that something was wrong. Ironically, the only thing I didn't think to check was the browsing histories on his devices. Then, Quite unexpectedly, everything I needed was at my fingertips. In fact, my husband unwittingly handed me the evidence himself. One day, he brought me his cell phone and asked for help in pulling up an image that he needed to send in an email. He wasn't very tech-savvy, so I started digging into places where I thought the image might have been stored. Bam! There it was, the proof I had been looking for. The proof that there was someone else in his life. There was his collection of porn videos. Porn was his mistress. I was shocked and completely blown away. In that very moment, my life changed forever. A lot has happened in our lives since that day. Ted has been working on his recovery program, and I on mine. We are both healing, and our relationship is stronger than ever. Even so, 3 years later, I still sometimes have questions that I need Ted to answer. One question in particular pertains to the crisis that day with our friend Jennifer. I have asked Ted this question many times over the past 3 years, but I never felt he gave me an honest answer. Recently, I asked him again, "Why didn't you come to me when I needed you?" He replied, "If I was to go to you, that would mean I couldn't be with my porn." That is the power of porn. Signs your husband is a porn addict. I will caution here that occasional porn use does not constitute addiction. This is a list of the most common signs that identify porn abuse and addiction. Any of these signs, by themselves, don't necessarily mean your husband is addicted to porn. There could be other underlying issues at play. However, if you find yourself saying yes to most of these signs, your husband may well be a porn addict. 1. Your husband has lost interest in having sex with you. This may sound counterintuitive. You would think your husband couldn't get enough sex, and that is why he is addicted to porn. But his brain is craving the high from using porn, not from having sex. Or you might think you didn't satisfy him somehow, and that is why he has turned to porn. This isn't true. My husband and I had a fantastic sex life. We both felt that the sex we shared together was the best sex we ever had, and we were having plenty of it. Neither bland sex nor lack of sex is the cause for a man's porn addiction. Most guys masturbate on a regular basis. Even the most innocent may happen across internet porn and think, "Why not?" But with repeated use, it doesn't take long before addiction sets in for those who are susceptible. Once his brain becomes addicted to the high from porn use, it doesn't matter how much he loves you or how good you are in bed. His brain craves the variety and the high that porn provides. 2. His sexual tastes have changed. Is he asking you to perform sexual acts that are out of character for your normal sex play? Is he more demanding and/or more rough in bed? During sex, does he talk to you in a fashion that is crude or demeaning? This is not to say that talking dirty during sex or trying new positions is a bad thing. But if you find his words out of character or demoralizing, these could be red flags. Eventually, porn addicts try to act out in their real world the behaviors they see in their fantasy world. 3. His performance isn't what it used to be, and his lovemaking has become selfish. Porn teaches men to be selfish. It is all about their high. Your pleasure no longer matters, and you are merely a means to deliver the high. Has intimacy changed between you and your husband? Do you feel like you are being screwed rather than being made love to? Have you ever found yourself saying or thinking afterward, "I'm glad that was great for you, but what about me?" Husbands who were once considerate lovemakers may now only care about their own climax. Another side effect of porn addiction is erectile dysfunction, ED. You may have noticed this and attributed it to his being too drunk, too stressed, or too tired. There are many causes of ED, but it's also true that porn addicts often can't get an erection with normal sex. Some need to watch porn as a prelude to having sex. Others may not need the porn to become aroused, but find they can't stay erect during sex. Vanilla sex doesn't provide enough stimulation for a brain that is accustomed to the variety and intensity of internet porn. 4. He is emotionally distant, withdrawn, and displaying mood swings. Even-tempered men become argumentative and sometimes ill-tempered. Ill-tempered men become even more so. Where a man was once very engaged with family and friends, he becomes disengaged. Porn addiction can lead to a great deal of shame in the user. This can make him distant, reactive, and critical of you. He may pick fights or react in ways that are out of proportion to the circumstance. After having been in an argument with you, it also gives him justification and the feeling of deserving to go use again. It is a crazy cycle. Shame to distress to acting out to relief and back to shame to distress to acting out to relief and back to shame again. You get the picture. For the addict, the cycle is like being on a hamster wheel with no way to jump off, especially when his mind has a way of convincing him, this will be the last time. 5. He is secretive, defensive, and his explanations just don't add up. They want to keep their secret world a secret at any cost. When caught in peculiar situations, their behavior and explanations for it just don't add up. And if you question their fidelity or loyalty, they react indignantly, even saying or implying that you are crazy or being insulting. 6. Your husband is more antisocial. Like any addict, his focus is on getting high. Above spending time with you, the kids, or his friends, a porn addict's priority in life is finding time when he can be alone to use. If it is out of character for your husband to bow out of social engagements, and he seems to be doing it more and more often, this could be a red flag. 7. He is critical of your appearance. This one is painful, but even this really isn't about you. His brain is conditioned to respond to the photoshopped, artificial bodies of girls who are barely 18. Even those bodies are nothing more than objects for his pleasure. Porn has trained his brain to look for unnaturally big boobs and plump asses. 8. He spends unusual amounts of time online. Some husbands are very secretive and sneaky about their internet porn use. Is your husband spending a lot of time in the bathroom with his phone? Whether your husband works from home or goes to the office, it might surprise you that the highest traffic to internet porn sites occurs between the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Does your husband stay up for hours using the internet after you have gone to bed? Does your husband spend an inordinate amount of time in his home office after hours? If you have any questions about your husband's internet porn use, check the browser history on his devices. 9. His device's browser histories are empty. Bingo! While some husbands aren't so tech-savvy as to clear their history, others may be covering their tracks this way. Either way, this is a great way to verify your hunch. Check his computer, tablet, or phone. With the exception of those men who are normally security conscious, who clears their browser history on a regular basis? Clearing it once in a while would be reasonable. But if your husband is suddenly clearing his browser history every day, this might be a red flag. Another sign to look for is password-protected access on his devices. Granted, some men may have jobs where this is required, but this might be another clue that your husband has something to hide. 10. His financial patterns have changed. Are there unexplained charges on your husband's credit cards? Are his bank statements not adding up? How about new credit cards? There is plenty of free porn online, but as porn addiction escalates, the addict needs more intense internet porn, the kind he'll have to pay for. For some porn addicts, their habit has escalated to a level where they need live interaction with prostitutes or random sex partners in order for their brains to get the hit. If his addiction gets to this level, his porn addiction is a big problem. Now that you have this list, you may be connecting the dots with your husband's behavior. If you are still unsure, Keep your eyes open and pay attention to the signs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?